I'm Deirdre Kennedy with a report on LA's crackdown on hospitals that engage in so-called patient dumping. This is a special report for California Healthline, a daily news service from the California Healthcare Foundation. The city of Los Angeles recently won a settlement for more than $1 million in a so-called patient dumping case against Hollywood Presbyterian Medical Center. It involved several homeless patients who were transported to a dangerous downtown neighborhood and left there. Special Prosecutor Jeffrey Isaacs describes what happened to one of the victims in the case, 42-year-old Gabino Olvera.
He is a paraplegic gentleman, and he was dumped in a gutter in front of a park in the Skid Row area. He was wearing a hospital gown covered in his own feces and literally pushed out of the van into the gutter and was witnessed trying to crawl out of the gutter with his belongings in a plastic bag clenched in his teeth.
The city attorney's office sued the hospital under state laws regulating unfair business practices and cited a similar case against Kaiser Bellflower Medical Center.
We alleged that they had never come into compliance with California law requiring discharge planning. We had previously reached a groundbreaking settlement with Kaiser Permanente involving the dumping of a homeless woman in the Skid Row area. And as part of that settlement, we formulated protocols for hospitals to deal with the discharge of homeless patients, and they've since come to be known as the Kaiser protocols, and they really are industry best practices.
Those protocols spell out standards for dealing with homeless patients to make sure they're released to wherever they would like to be taken or to an appropriate care facility.
Especially homeless patients who may have mental disabilities or co-occurring disorders, in order to make sure that they are placed somewhere appropriate to their condition, be it a shelter or a board and care, a skilled nursing facility, or just return to the location from which they came.
Under the settlement, Hollywood Presbyterian will donate $1 million to health services for homeless and uninsured patients. It will have a court-appointed monitor for up to 5 years. In a written statement, hospital officials said they didn't condone dropping an individual at a location where accommodations were not appropriate. They say they have since expanded on-call social services, retrained emergency room personnel on the special needs of the homeless, and made the appropriate durable medical equipment available upon discharge. The city attorney's office has investigated more than 50 similar cases, but until now, courts could only apply civil penalties. So, in late May, the L.A. City Council passed an ordinance that makes patient dumping a criminal offense. City Council member Jan Perry is the author.
This is an extra tool for the city attorney to be able to ensure that people are protected.
But the Hospital Association of Southern California loudly opposed the new law. Jim Lott, executive vice president, says it could jeopardize a hospital's Medicare and Medicaid funding.
It has the potential for placing hospitals at grave danger if a zealot like the city attorney pursues hospitals in these cases, because federal law and regulation does not give the inspector general for the Centers for Medicaid and Medicare Services any discretion with regard to a criminal offense that is prosecuted successfully.
He says the hospital association already put its own protocols in place a year ago, requiring that a homeless patient be accepted into a shelter or other facility before they're discharged.
Then the Volunteers of America, not an ambulance nor a taxi cab, would take the patient to the service center and make certain the transfer is done appropriately.
Councilwoman Perry says obviously some hospitals aren't complying. She herself witnessed a dumping incident during a recent tour of Skid Row with other city officials.
The city attorney is there, LAPD is there, and service providers go with us. I was standing there on the sidewalk one night. It was still light outside. Taxi zooms up, dumps a guy out in a hospital gown with a wristband on, tubes coming out of his stomach. I just couldn't even believe they actually did it in front of us. It was amazing.
Perry's ordinance goes into effect in August. Meanwhile, the L.A. City Attorney's Office is investigating several cases and says it's wrapping up a settlement with Methodist Hospital of Arcadia. This has been a special report for California Healthline, a daily news service from the California Healthcare Foundation. If you have feedback or other issues you'd like to have addressed, please email us at chl@chcf.org. I'm Deirdre Kennedy. Thanks for listening.